That maybe seeing some pictures kind of give you some idea that, well, we went down to Honduras. We basically took a vacation and didn't do anything the entire time. We kind of stayed in the hotel and relaxed a lot. We stayed busy and just some of the neatest things. And I can't wait just after we get done singing, the teenagers and the adults who went are going to give testimonies. And I know they'll be a blessing to your heart. But you heard the song on there, "So I'm Not Ashamed to Claim the Name of Jesus." And we had a chance to sing this, and the teenager did a fantastic job. So we thought we'd sing that for you tonight. And then once we're finished, the teenagers will come through one at a time, and the adults also. And they'll give a testimony about what the Lord used this trip in their life.
Witnesses with Christ in heaven above, watching as we run this race to cheer us on in love. Their faces we have seen before and more we've never known. They fought the battle, took the stand, we reap what they have sown. So I'm not ashamed to claim the name of Jesus. I am not ashamed to tell the world he's mine. Gladly I'll proclaim this gospel to all people. I am not ashamed, I will claim his name.
Now I take my stand in Jesus and serve the Lord today. I give my strength and purpose, I sing and work and pray.
And though all the world may mock me or walk uncaring by, I'll stay with Christ my Savior, his name I'll not deny. So I'm not ashamed to claim the name of Jesus. I am not ashamed to tell the world he's mine. Gladly I'll proclaim this gospel to all people. I am not ashamed, I will claim his name. So I'm not ashamed to claim the name of Jesus. I am not ashamed to tell the world he's mine. Gladly I'll proclaim this gospel to all people. I am not ashamed, I will claim his name. I am not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
I will claim his name.
Hola. All right. Well, I'm Micah, of course, the pastor's kid, and a little nervous right now. You know, I'm only going to be up here for like 30 seconds, but anyways, what I liked about Honduras really is being able to play with the kids, see the reaction, how much they love soccer and playing with us, and how much they appreciated seeing us as Americans. And on the more serious note, what I really liked is how they took the gospel in, even though, like, at here, people slammed the doors in your face, you know. And there, they accepted it no matter what. They were appreciative. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Brandon, and I want to get one thing straight right now. I'm an American citizen, and I'm not a Honduran. Everyone is getting that mixed up right now. No, but the mission trip to Honduras was just life-changing. You know, before I went, people told me being in a third world country is different, and that really didn't hit me until I was there and was with the people, you know. While we were on our way to the Caribbean, we were just passing by homes, and it's weird because you go from seeing everyone have a brick house in the Americas, and then in Honduras, everyone's just made out of wood huts. You know, you find whatever metal or wood you can have, you know, that really just changed me, and it's made me a lot more thankful what I have now in America. One really fun thing was just also playing soccer. I mean, it was fun getting scored on by a three-year-old. It's pretty embarrassing. But I want to thank the church for allowing the youth department to go.
Hi, I'm Isaac, and I just loved Honduras. It was a great, tremendous blessing. I seeing souls saved, and that I was allowed to go and be a part of that. When we were there, we started on construction and everything. Everyone was assigned to do a certain job and everything, and everyone loved that job. And we all thought it was a competition and everything. And then when it came to service and everything, we saw people saved. we saw as our construction thing a little bit of a game, kind of, and it was really a labor to reach souls for Christ. And that was really what the trip was about, and it really touched my heart. I liked playing soccer. We got scored on 3-year-olds, and it was embarrassing a little bit. And I really enjoyed going to the waterfall. Y'all saw me slip and fall in the video. It was fun. It was fun, though. It was a great, tremendous blessing. I thank the church and youth pastor for allowing us to go on this trip. The Pride Days were a blessing, and I just thankful that we can go on this trip.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. I really enjoyed going on this trip to Honduras. It was my first missions trip to go on, and it really touched my heart. I really enjoyed just seeing all the kids and how happy they were to see us. You know, really Americanos were so cool. I enjoyed playing soccer with them. Just like some of the other kids have said, they didn't ever reject us whenever we gave a track. One of the fun things that I really enjoyed was zip lining over the waterfall. That was pretty cool. And going under the waterfall and through it and jumping off the rocks and stuff, that was pretty cool. I'm very thankful that our pastor and our youth pastor let us go on this trip. It was definitely life-changing and eye-opening. It let me see how blessed we are here in America to have what we have. So thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Shelby, and a habit of standing with teachers. The trip to Honduras was just absolutely amazing. Like everybody said, it really was life-changing, but what really touched me was how the Pridays have given up America to live there, and how they've given up all the stuff that we have just to live there, and it really was amazing and just really touched my heart, and just how sweet the people are there. And I mean, I did miss coming home. I wanted to come home, but I really miss the people there. I wish I could just bring them here to America, but God just really touched me and just realized how blessed I am to have a family that goes to church and that cares about me. And a lot of those kids don't have parents that go to church, and they just come on their own and they really want to. And it just really wants me to give me a desire to want to come to church. And I'm just glad for this church, and thank you, Pastor and Brother Lada, for spending all the time and the money to take us. Thank you.
Hello. My name is Rachel, and first of all, I'd like to say thank you to the Lattas for organizing the mission trip. I know it took a lot of hard work and money, and so thank you. I'm glad I got to go on mission trip because I got to realize how grateful or how like privileged we are to be in America and have all the like money that we have here. And one of the spiritual things that touched me was like when we were at the schools and how when you're in a public school here, you usually get turned away by kids and they don't want anything to do with you. But in Honduras, they just wanted to like hang out with you and know more about God, and it really touched me. Probably the most fun thing in Honduras was ziplining over the waterfall. I really enjoyed that. It was really fun. I was scared, but it was fun. And I just lastly, I want to thank the church for supporting us, both financially and with prayers, and that made the trip a lot more, it made it possible. And I'd like to thank Pastor for allowing us to go to Honduras, and so thank you.
Hi. Well, one of the things that really opened my eyes on this trip was how happy the people were there, even though they're not as privileged as we are, and like even we don't have to deal with some of the problems that they have to deal with. We probably never will, but they were so much happier, like even happier than I've ever been. Sometimes. And like going to see the kids when they again were so happy to see us, when like people here wouldn't really care. But yeah, I wanted to take them all with me. But as again, seeing how happy they are, and it really touched me, so I would be happier and more thankful for all the things that I have, even though they'll never even get to see some of the things that I have. And one of the funnest things we did was the waterfall, even though so many times I thought I was going to drown. And I even prayed. I prayed a few times while we were going there. I did. I wanted to thank my parents for all of the hard work that they did to my mom to send me here. And I might never get to do it again. And that was the first time I've ever been out of the country, so that was a big deal to me. So thank you.
Hello. Okay, first of all, I have a message from one of the ladies from the church. I was messaging her today, and she wanted, it's hard not to cry up here. Okay, she wanted me to relay the message to y'all. She said she misses everyone, and it was a great blessing to have all of us there at her church. It seeing everyone from here work together as well as we do, it gives them, as a church, that willingness and that, they have that want. They want to go out there now and work themselves as a church, you know, to try and bring people to their church. They want to work with lots of love, just like we did. And they will miss us, and they are very, they feel blessed to have us there. Okay, so that's from Hermana Ana from the church over there. For me, this trip was amazing. I, as many of y'all know, I'm from El Salvador, so I truly feel blessed to live in this country because as I look at all the ladies with their kids, you know, I think, well, that could be me. You know, I truly am blessed that I do live in this country, and Brother Tim almost made me cry today when he was singing because, you know, just thinking of the people in Honduras, the way they live, and the way we live here, it's so much different. It's such a blessing to be here. One of the girls there that I'm going to play soccer with us, Ruby, she was really sweet. She got along so good with all of our teens. I wanted to bring her home. I wanted her to be part of our youth. She just did so well. She took her shoes off, played soccer barefoot, and she did so good. It was amazing to watch her play. So that's one of the kids that I did want to bring home with me, but we can't. So it was a blessing just, you know, to work at the schools. The gentleman you saw with the blue shirt at the special school, he was so sweet. When we first got there, he called me to the classroom. He's like, "Foto, foto, foto." It means picture. And I thought he was going to take a picture of me because that's what I thought. So he cleaned out his desk. He was so cute. He sat down, and he just put his hands on his lap, and he's like, "Foto, foto." He wanted a picture. So I was like, "Oh, you want me to take a picture of you? Okay." So I took a picture of you. And I showed it to him. He was so excited to see his picture. But the kids, yes, it was great. To all the schools we got there, I'm blessed. I know Spanish, so I can hear, you know, all the kids, you know, they're all, los americanos are here, los americanos, you know, the Americans are here. They were just so happy to see us. They were just so overwhelmed. It was overwhelming to see them, and they were so open-hearted, and they just, you know, they wore their heart on their sleeve, pretty much, and they were just happy to hear the word. Someone was there to talk to them about God. So here's one funny story. I try to do the zip lining. Rachel, Michelle, Miss Julie just worked up my courage. I got up there. I promise you guys I did. I got the harness on. The guy clipped me on, and I looked down, and the best I could do was cry and tell him, "Take it off now." I wasn't able to do it, but they tried. But that's all I could do.
I was not afraid to zip line. I got to do it 3 times. I think I'm going to quit all my jobs, and I'm going to go down and do a guide and translate. Just FYI, Brother Trigmar. The verse in John 4 that tells us that the fields are white unto harvest, that's a verse I've heard my whole life. but honestly have never seen. When you go knock doors here, you witness to people here. People are not receptive, and sometimes it's because I haven't done my job in witnessing more, but I've never witnessed someone who was white unto harvest until we went to the open market and we were handing out tracts, and our group came across a gentleman who stopped us and started asking us what the tract was about, and his name is Carlos. And so I started explaining the tract, and you know, Satan started fighting right away, because right behind him came a lady we'd handed a tract to, and she said, "What is this? What is this?" And I said, "Well, this is the gospel, and we want you to have it." And she said, "Well, this is no good. I'm a student of Jehovah's Witness. Soy estudiante de testigo de Jehová." And I said, "Oh, well, okay. You know, what am I going to say?" And she said, "Well, you know, it's all of God." And I said, "Well, no, it's not all of God." And she went off. And he asked me, "What's the difference between you and Jehovah's Witness?" And I thought, "Well, I don't know in English, much less in Spanish." But I just, you know, the Lord was there. Whether it was me or Miss Eva or anybody else, the Lord had that man right there, and he was white unto harvest, and he was the first one that got saved on that Sunday, and we were all a part of that. You're all a part of that, and anyone who helps support or pray or in any way, that's all fruit to y'all's account. And so thank you. It was a privilege that William and I got to go, and I thank all of y'all for letting us go.
Hi. I wasn't planning to go to this trip until the very last minute, like 2 weeks before we had left, so I was super excited to go when Brother Jesse told me that I was able to go, and I was just so stoked and just excited that I was able to be a part of the youth group and to go back to Honduras. But one of the things that really spoke to me was when we went to the school the first day, the first time we went to the school, but the second time that first day, we went at night, and it was a night school for the kids that that didn't know how to read or write. So we got to do a program for them, and some adults were there as well. But after we had talked to the kids and did our little show for them, Brother Pride said there was a little 10-year-old boy, and he said that 10-year-old boy had to work during the day and had to go to night school at night. I just couldn't believe that is happening over there in a third world country, when over here we got 10-year-old kids who just go outside and play, or on their phones, on their parents' phones, just playing games. So I just couldn't believe when he had told me that there was a 10-year-old boy that had to work during the day and go to night school at night and just do that every day for the rest of his life. It was just so heartbreaking. But just please pray for the people over there in Honduras. They need it, and just that hopefully that God will be able to save them over there. We had a lot of fun over there, the waterfall, and just playing games with them, with the kids, and just seeing them smile just made my day every day. And just thank you for the church for supporting all of us. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Silas. And one of the things that touched my heart while I was there is I waved a lot on the bus. I waved to, like, everybody that I saw, and the thing that touched my heart is, like, everyone that I waved to waved back and smiled at me. And just, it was awesome. It just made my day, like, every day I was there. And one of the hardest things to do in Honduras was trying to sing in Spanish and read in Spanish out of the hymn book. You can't do it when you're us. It was so hard. And then one of the funnest things was going up to the village and playing soccer. That was awesome. All the kids, like 45 kids, it was so amazing how they just came and they played with us, and we preach the gospel. Was just awesome. I just wanted to thank the church for letting us go and all the finances that were given. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Tyler, and the one thing that spoke to me while at this Honduras trip was the village, because those kids, while we gave them a gospel and played soccer with them, none of them probably have never heard the gospel before, and it just really, like, hits me how third world countries are like that, and how the world is like that, and it just really speaks to your heart, and it changes how you view things down there. And well, the Pridas were amazing. They took care of all of our needs, and Brother Pride is 70 years old, and I've never seen anyone work as hard as he does, and he's a really great man, and he just is a really godly man and just a real role model for me and other kids down there. And probably the funnest thing down there was playing soccer with everybody, and even though we were winning or losing, everyone was still really nice. All the people were still really nice to us, and it was very friendly down there. And the waterfall was really amazing too. It was beautiful to see that kind of stuff down there. And
hi, my name is Jeremiah Reed. What probably to me one of the funnest things were was playing soccer at the Village and having to watch out for the cow poop all over the soccer field and watching Little Biggie chased by a horse out of the soccer goal. And, but yeah, that was really fun. And probably what really spoke to my heart was just to realize how blessed we are in the United States. And just over there, it's just so different, and it's just a life-changing experience for me. And I thank the church and the church family for supporting us. And I thank Brother Latta and Miss Latta for allowing us to go and getting this all organized. And just thank y'all.
Hi, my name is Reagan, and I just want to start off by saying thank you to everybody who gave and everybody who mentioned us in prayer, and that goes a long ways, and everything went great in my eyes. We did an amazing job, and we just to see how much of a blessing we were to the Pride Days, and to build that other building for them, because they needed it. They're growing it, and to see them growing after we were there, there was maybe five more people that showed up, and it's just amazing to see what happened. And something that spoke to me is how truly lucky we are, like Jeremiah said, and how lucky we are to live in the United States and not in a third world country. I mean, I got to the hotel and got all my stuff, went to my room, I was ready, and I walked in to turn down my dial on the air conditioner. I couldn't find it. I was looking everywhere. I was like, man, where's the air conditioning knob? We got to get this down. It's hot in here. And I'm looking down, and I walk out. I was like, y'all have air conditioning? And they're like, no, there's not. I was like, man, just realize how lucky you are. Here, we're just going around from day to day. Our air conditioning goes down out once, like, for an hour. We're already calling, like, oh, my air conditioner's broke. It's over. And so... Honestly, like, none of those people have air conditioning. They go every day without it, and we're sitting over here, cool. And one of the fun things was playing soccer with the kids, and when they kick it and get hit in the stomach a couple of times by the ball, and they sit there and laugh at you, just see eruption of them all laughing, like, oh, we hit the white kid. And, I just want to say thank you again for everything y'all did. Thank you for the finances that were given, as much as the prayers too.
Well, my name's Noah Day, and I've been coming to this church, like, my entire life, really. And it was a really big blessing to go down there in Honduras, and it was quite an adventure for me. And I'm an adventurous person. I like to, you know, venture out, and I like to see different things and try different things. I just want to say that you are truly blessed to be in this church and to live in the country of the United States of America, and to look at the Village that we went to and see people that don't even have a front door on their house or their hut or their room, whatever you want to call it, and they have a piece of metal for a roof, and that's it. And you know, like, just seeing that was really, it was an eye-opener for me, and just seeing how blessed, like, we really are to be in America, and where we have clean water and air conditioning. And I really enjoyed playing soccer with the kids, and, you know, how they were very open to the gospel, and they were just fun to be around. And, you know, when you get off the bus, they're just, you're like a superstar to them. You're the celebrity, you're the American that's come to hang out with them. And you know, it was a truly blessing just to see the kids just, you know, want to play with you, and just they want to get to know you. And that's how we should be to God, and that's how they want to be to God. They're always looking for something else. And I just want to thank y'all for supporting us on this mission trip, and I want to thank Bud, Jesse, and my parents for allowing me to go and helping me to go, and just thank you.
Hello, my name is Joshua. Some of the fun things that happened on this trip, like Noah was saying, was if you saw the picture when we were getting out of the bus and giving all the little kids hand, like high fives and stuff, we literally like could barely even get out of the bus because they're all crowding around and stuff. And then once we did get out, they're all lined up giving us high fives. And you're like, hey, y'all want autographs too? Like, how's it going, guys? And you really did. You felt like a celebrity. Like, all I am is just this American. And, I mean, they're over there like, ooh, ooh, hey, it's American, it's American. You're like, what about me? Like, what's wrong? And so that was just something really fun, and it just kind of was something cool, I guess. And another funny thing was one of the times when we were playing soccer, a couple of the older kids came and played with us, and one of the older kids in Honduras kicked the ball and hit Rachel right in the face. We got it on video, too, so hopefully you'll get to see it sooner or later. It was great. And, yeah, she had to go sit down for a little while. It was all good, though. Nothing was broken. It was all right. But just some of the more serious stuff was just seeing their houses and everything and just seeing what they live in and the fact that my room is as big as some of their houses and my bed is probably bigger than, honestly, some of their places that they stay sometimes. And just seeing that just kind of hit me like, man, sometimes, you know, I complain like, I wish I had, you know, just a little bit bigger of an area to mess around in, and then you're just sitting there like, they have nowhere. Their living room is their bedroom, and you're just kind of like, wow, that's just awful of me. And then just, like they were saying, just seeing how their houses were built and, like, what they were building. Like, even their church that we were building, we're hooking up all the ceiling fans and stuff, and all it is just metal sheets put on top of wood and some metal beams of some sort, and that's all it was. And you're just putting that together, and then we're painting. And that's basically all it was. It rained, and you couldn't hear anything. We complained about our old building, couldn't hear nothing, and we had sound system. They don't even have sound system. And just seeing that just kind of hit me like, wow, we really are blessed. I've always been told that my whole life, like, stop complaining, you're fine, you got plenty of stuff. And I always, no, I want something else. And then you go there and you're like, never mind, I don't want anything else, I'm good. I'll stick with what I have. And just seeing that, it hits you, and it was an awesome experience, and everything was fun. We made everything a game, and we had our electrical crew building the building, and it was me, little B, and Tyler, and we decided that we were our own team. So we put up all the ceiling fans and all the lights while everybody else did everything else. And so it worked out for us, you know. It was great. Thank you for letting us go. Thank you for all the financial support and prayers. And I know a lot of people sacrificed to help us, and I just thank you for that. And I really thank you for the experience that y'all let me have.
This is great. So last night I knew what I was going to say, and this morning I knew what I was going to say, and Vivi leans over and goes, you know what you're going to say? And I said, absolutely not. It's all gone, every bit of it. But we've taken your kids on camp trips. We've taken them on other missions trips. We've gone to ski trips, and Brother Jesse and I have this slightly cynical conversation every time before we leave. I wonder who's going to wimp out first. Which one's going to get so tired that they're almost going to die? I mean, they need some medicine. Can we call their mom? I mean, which one? We were going through the list. Which one's going to wimp out on us first? And Miss Eva's been there. Eva knows. And because I'm like, Eva, they need a hug. And you're the hugger. I don't do the compassionate mushy. I'm like, Eva, they're crying. They're crying, Eva. And so we kind of had this joke, we're going to see which one. But honestly, your kids, you know, and I don't say this lightly if you know me well, they worked. They really worked. And, you know, we said at the beginning of the trip, well, we'll take turns working so everybody gets to at least hammer something in. There was enough for everybody to do. And tenfold, if you check all of our fingernails, 75% of us still have oil paint from Honduras in the bed somewhere, no matter what scrubbing we did. They worked hard. There was a couple of them we had to go corral. They decided they loved soccer, and you'd find them in the corner playing. But after that first hour or two, they worked really hard. One of them cracked me up. One of the girls were painting out in the sun, and Miss Eva almost died. Oil paint in the sun on that really long stretch of brick fence. And their oil paint there is very cheap oil paint. So it comes with all of the fumes, and it's like glue. I mean, you do it, and then it was so sticky, it was pulling the plaster off of the brick. So you would paint, and then you'd paint it again. And then you'd pick stuff off your thing and paint it again. And so it was a beast to paint. And one of our girls started feeling bad. And so, of course, Miss Tanya is the designated. If you feel bad, she will medicine you or tell you get tough up. So we sent in Miss Tanya, and she laid down. I'm going to tell who it is because everybody knows Rachel. It was Rachel Fiesler. She lays down on a wooden pew, and in 2 seconds, the girl's asleep. I mean, she's white. And I thought, okay, and she did. She looked really bad in the face. It was the fumes and the heat. And then about, 15 minutes later, here she comes staggering out of the house. Where can I paint? Where can I paint? Where's my brush? And that was all of the kids. They were just the electrical crew thought they were going to get away with stuff. We did make them paint with the oil paint the last day. We wanted everybody to have that experience. So everybody got to work, and everybody worked, all day, nonstop. It was great. We worked hard. There were so many things we could tell you. We could sit down with each and every picture and tell you a five-minute story. Little B really was tending the soccer goal, and then here comes this horse being chased by wild dogs in Little B's eyes, and he runs out of the goal, and the horse is running to him. I think the horse thought he looked safe. I don't know. Rescue me. I don't know. Here goes Little B. Here goes the horse. Ricky tried to headbutt a soccer ball and face butted in his stead, got a bruise. It was like Shelby kicked a soccer ball and busted Silas upside the face. I have that picture. It didn't make it. We had so much fun, but we also, it wasn't just all fun. It was a lot of serving, but the serving was fun. So if we come back and we talk about all of the fun we had, it's not just the games and the waterfall. It was the serving and serving alongside those people. We joked when we came back and we said, I feel myself being nice to people. Nicer, because they were so nice to us. They made a difference on us. And when we left, they gave a couple testimonies. And one of the gentleman who works for Brother Pride Day there on the grounds, he had worked with us all day. He didn't speak any English. He would just smile at you. And he had no idea. You go, Miss Eva, Miss Gentry, come help us. And they would explain, but we worked side by side with them and a few others, men from the church. The ladies would come and bring our meals. There was three ladies that brought our meals almost every day, and they made them by hand for us. And they just served us, and they would smile, and they would say stuff, and you would go, yes. I don't know. She probably just said, I'm eating dog. I don't know what they just said to me. And, we'd smile and nod. But when we left, he said, I want you to know that I feel like I have family now in Texas, that you are my family. And I hope you realize that you have family here in Honduras. We became a church family with that church. And there are some things we will never forget. And that was one of them. The last thing, the fun thing we did was everybody says it was the waterfall, but honestly, you're in the waterfall. You cannot see. It's white. It somehow ended up at the front of my group at one point, and he says, give me your hand. And I can't see him. I promise you, you're just thinking, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. This is the most amazing thing in the world, but I am going to die. It's simultaneous. So it was a great trip. We really loved it. And it was a good trip. And Vivi wants you to know the best was saved for last. We were discussing it.
Hello, my name is Viviana, and I want to start off by saying thank you for all your prayers, and thank you to my parents for letting me go on this trip. And this trip was a big blessing to us and our youth group, and it was amazing seeing all the kids just happy that we were there, and they were all smiles and stuff. And it was fun seeing the kids do the hand motions to the songs. And first we came there, we're going to build a building, but then it was a big deal for them, just a blessing towards the end. And I just really felt grateful that we live in a good country here. And you just see how grateful you are when you come back home, and then you look back and just think, oh, I was there, and I got to see it firsthand on myself. And it's a really big blessing to be here.
I, like you all, have seen mission trip videos and seen mission videos, and you see people's faces, and you think, yeah, I'm burdened for them, and you know, but it doesn't really affect their heart. If I say the name of Brian or Eduardo or Edwin or Carlos or Ruby, that doesn't mean anything to you. But those people mean something to me now. They're not just faces in a video. They are people who I'm burdened for. And I remember about a year ago, we've been talking about doing a foreign mission trip for years. I remember a year ago we talked about it, Pastor and I, and I remember Pastor said, why don't you just go one more year, do another domestic mission trip? And I said, I really feel like we're supposed to go on a foreign mission trip. And then I talked to Brother Tyler Gill, who's a pastor, and Tyler said, just do it. I remember saying, we're going to do it. And then we started talking to parents and raising finances, and I thought, what did I get myself into? And I remember Pastor and I talked, and Pastor's like, you know, we could go see Brother Haynes, it'll be great. And just in my heart, I just felt like God wanted our church to do this mission trip this year. And Pastor was so supportive, and our church sacrificed in finance. And then we came toward the end, and we were about $9,000 short after golf tournament, and I thought, oh, man, I've told all the parents I'm going to do this, and now I have to go back to parents and say I don't have the money. And God met every need, and it was just encouraging. See, when we got a chance to go on to the different schools and things, I had the chance to preach at the schools. And so while I was there, I had the chance to preach to over 300 kids in different places. And we've been taught by the village, and make sure you understand what that is. We drove about 4 or 5 miles on dirt road that was so bad you couldn't go more than 5 miles per hour because the dips were so bad. And we got there, and we came into basically a village, and it's the top of just a beautiful, I'm sure you saw the pictures, and there was nothing except for steer and longhorn and horses running around the middle of soccer fields. We started playing, and by the time we got done, there were 45 people that sat down and heard the gospel, and man, those people probably have a Pentecostal person in their village that comes, and there's a Catholic church, but other than that, they probably have never heard the name of Jesus in a clear gospel presentation. And I'm just thinking about this, Brian and Eduardo and Edwin, and our bus driver's name was Eddie. Eddie's 37 years old, and we really built a relationship. Eddie's called me twice since we've been back in the States already. And see, they're not just faces in a mission trip video. They are souls which Jesus Christ died. And I just want you all to know as a church, we are so thankful. We could not have done this mission trip without you. And parents, I don't know why you trust me the way you do, but thank you for doing that. And we'll continue to do our best never to betray that trust. But thank you for letting us go. It was a life-affecting trip. And my prayer is that it wouldn't just be a life-affecting trip, but it would be a life-changing trip. And I'll leave a letter here I'll read from Brother Prada he sent to me today. It says, Dear Heritage Baptist Church, thank you very much for the sacrifice and prayers that went into the past 2 weeks. We are very grateful to each and every one of you, both who stayed in Haslett and those who came for the great effort put forth to bring about such a wonderful event. Words fail us to thank you enough. And when they said that, they were in tears. They kept on just crying, saying, we just can't explain what this means to you. Our wildest dreams have come true because of you. We pray that many more souls will be saved, and this church will train many people to go out to tell the story of Jesus. Thank you for the generous offerings, for the great spirit, for the tremendous work done, and for leaving us with a marvelous place to meet and to worship God. We praise the Lord for all the painting, wiring, and every little detail you accomplished. May the Lord bless each of you in a very real, special way, is our prayer.
I just appreciate, again, Brother Latta, all the effort that went into organizing the trip. I said to him a couple times while we were on it that 99% awesome. And I've learned over the years that let somebody else do it and let them do it the way they want to. It may not be exactly the way that I want to, but I didn't have to spend the hours putting it all together either. And I appreciate Brother Latta did a fantastic job. And Miss Latta, appreciate you guys. A lot of time and energy, effort, and again, for all the finances, everything that went into this. And it had an impact. The fruit for our labor is there. As we think about the man that was saved, who we witnessed to in the market, you know, and the two children that were saved as well. And just to see that impact on that church. And Brother Prady, Miss Prady, in there, both of them are 73. And just to see the reaction from them as we built the new auditorium and painted. So the intention was not to do all that painting. We got down there and said, hey, let's paint. And let's put every kid to work. And they worked hard. I can't tell you how hard these kids worked. And the adults that were there, and just what a tremendous blessing. And it's a life-changing event for them. The food was good in that it was typical, a lot of the typical foods, so that at lunch they'd bring those foods, the ladies in the church would make the food, kind of like what we would do here if they were to come here. You know, the ladies made the food, and so the teenagers got to be exposed to some interesting things. One thing, they ate fish with the head still on it and some other stuff. just exposure to a different culture. It was really good for them. I know we're already late, so I'm just going to mention a few things. One thing that I think touched my heart personally was to think that there's a sister church in Honduras. I think it's maybe as we don't think of our missionaries that way, that Brother Haynes is meeting up in, you know, Arizona and those areas right now with some American Indians, and that's our sister church, you know. Brother Prady's meeting today, and they probably have been done, but that's a sister church. And that I felt more than ever when I was down there. I've been to Mexico a couple of times on mission trips, but this time it was, maybe this will come out wrong, and if it does, it's on the internet. Sometimes we as Americans think Americans, everybody else here, and that sometimes carries over into our Christianity as well. And can I tell you that we have a sister church in Honduras that works hard and that brings people to Jesus, and those people function and minister like we function and minister. And I just can't be, nothing can express how proud I am of the Prouty couple. And their longevity, 40 years ministering there, 8 churches being planted, 10 more churches planted out of those churches, and just a Bible Institute, all the things that they've done. And 1 year ago, they planted another church when they could have come home and retired. And I asked him, I said, Brother Prady, are you going to come home and retire at some point? No, just going to stay there. He said, this is where God's put us. And it's an amazing, amazing thing, the sacrifice that our missionaries make. Nearly every soccer game included presenting the gospel to the group that came out of the houses and to play with our kids. It was just amazing to watch. Public school, teaching in the public school, the gospel, that you can't do that in America. It's just amazing. And it was a well-done trip, a well-worth-it trip. I know that's not good English. And it's definitely had an impact. And we'll look forward to doing another one in the future, right? All right. Let's all stand. We have a verse of invitation. I can't go out here without an invitation tonight. Wherever he leads, I'll go. Hymn 351. By the way, you say, well, we had a testimony service tonight. Well, if you read your New Testament, they had testimony services. And Paul gave us testimony many, many times, and it impacted people. I know something maybe said tonight may have impacted your heart. Maybe tonight just come down and pray for the Prady family. Whatever it is that God's touched your heart about, you come after we pray. God, thank you today for wonderful services this morning. And Lord, tonight for the testimonies we've heard. I pray that the seed that's been planted in these young people's heart, the adults that went, will flourish, and that we'll continue to see results from that. I pray that you would allow that those testimonies to impact our congregation, that we would see a greater need to reach people with the gospel around the world. Lord, bless the Prady family. Lord, just overshadow them, strengthen them, provide for their every need. Lord, bless them beyond measure, and we'll thank you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen. Hymn 13.